Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Polita Talk with Lane Palmer. My name is Lane, and Palmer actually isn't my real last name. I just use Palmer because it's my middle name, and my last name is German AF. So to avoid confusion on spelling, I decided to use my middle name instead. I was interested in actually starting a podcast very recently because I feel as though we're in a very important place in our history politically, and I wanted to be able to have a podcast that showcased not only the important topics of the time, but also the different viewpoints of other people who live with us here in the United States. I have several friends who do not fall in the same category of politics that I do. I have a lot of friends who are libertarians or Republican or centrists or, you know, that weird one where they worship, Frosty the Snowman. I'm just trying to say that I think it's very possible, even in this political climate, to have friends who you don't necessarily agree with politically, but you are able to kind of discuss those topics that are brought up in a very smart and significant way. And that's kind of what I want to do with this podcast. I want to be able to bring people on who I know. Maybe as we grow, we can even bring on people who I don't personally know, and get their opinions not only on how they've come to the conclusion of the political mindset that they have, but also the their viewpoints on kind of what's currently going on in our country and what they think may be the best way to resolve it. With that being said, I just kind of wanted to delve a little bit into my own political beliefs. I kind of want to stay away from my own thoughts and opinions in the podcast episodes to come. But I definitely wanted to offer my insight into this first episode because it's kind of what we're kicking off with. And that way you kind of have a background a little bit about me when you listen to future episodes. Because obviously there may be some bias, but I want to kind of stay away from that if possible, and allow my guests to kind of speak their mind and allow them and give them the platform that they need in order to articulate what it is that they feel is important to them. My political career, I feel, came a little bit later in life. The first election that I really was able to kind of get involved with, not vote in, but get involved with politically, was the Mitt Romney and Obama election back in 2012. I did end up siding with Obama actually at the time because I didn't like Mitt Romney's stance on what he was going to do with the FAFSA and, college tuition at that time. I was just about ready to graduate from high school, and you know, Mitt Romney, I think, was asked that question back, what he was going to do to help college students in this time of crisis of student debt that we're in. And he basically was just like, borrow money from your parents. And I knew growing up in the household that I did, that my parents were not going to pay for my college tuition. Nothing against them, but they just didn't have the money to do so. And it was kind of up to me if I wanted to go to a higher education to kind of pave my own way. Luckily, I was able to go to a university with a full ride, graduated with no student debt, and kind of a black sheep in terms of my peers around me who have graduated with just mountains and mountains of debt, some of them in the six figures, especially if they're pursuing their master's or even PhD. And I see the toll that it takes on them now. I couldn't even have told you the implications of it back when I was an 18-year-old. We were never taught about loans or how they worked or anything like that. So it really is kind of unfortunate that we've reached this place where people feel that they are just given such an insurmountable amount of debt and there's nothing really they can do about it. But Obama won, obviously. He got a second term. And from there, I kind of divvied back out. I feel like now we're in a place politically where politics are on the news 24/7, right? But I don't think I always remembered that being the case when I was growing up in high school, I feel like Obama kind of worked and did his job, but it was more behind the scenes, like unless there was something like substantial like Obamacare or, you know, another kind of important legislation that had passed, we really didn't hear much from Obama in terms of a daily occurrence of there being a national, you know, headline every day. I feel like that's very new and not common. At least from when I was growing up, back with Bush and Obama being the only two presidents, really, that I remember. But I went to a liberal arts school, and I started taking classes in sociology and psychology and philosophy, and I ended up seeing a lot of different viewpoints and being open to a lot of different issues that I hadn't realized before. I think one of the most important ones to me was the Black Lives Matter movement, me being a Caucasian male, never really having to deal with any type of police discrimination or anything like that. And I think even to this day, I think there are still some people who believe that, you know, it's impossible for police officers to racially profile and that kind of thing. But I was glad it opened my eyes to a lot of these socioeconomic issues as well. About how unfair it can be for people who are just even in the middle class, I feel like. I'm personally also somebody who kind of calls out both sides for different things. Even though I would consider myself personally to be a liberal and liberal-leaning, I hate cancel culture. I think that is so stupid. But I'm not afraid to even call out my fellow Democrats for things that they've said or they've done. And, you know, just as willing to call out Republicans as well. And I think that's important. I think if you are so one-sided on a particular spectrum of, you know, politics, it can leave you sort of blind to your own party's misgivings, as it were, in terms of what it is that they want to accomplish and how they get that done. And I think it's very important to keep an open mind that, you know, people are able to fail even in your own quote unquote team, right? So here we are in this place politically, right? We have a very important election coming up in 2020. And I obviously do not want President Trump to get a second term. I will be voting for Bernie Sanders in the primary as of right now. Who knows, that may change coming up. But I voted for him in the primary actually back on my birthday in 2016. I was kind of so happy and energetic back then, and I felt like Bernie had a really good chance of beating Trump. And you know, even a lot of my friends who are Trump supporters, you know, I point out to them all the time that even Trump likes Bernie. Like, Trump does like Bernie. And I think that sentiment was felt a lot. I wasn't too particularly big on Hillary Clinton. I mean, I ended up voting for her on Election Day. I can understand why a lot of people didn't and felt the need to either vote for Trump or not vote at all. But I think taking a look back on the 2016 election now, I think if a lot of people could go back and change their vote or vote at all, I think that they would. And so that's kind of where we are. I feel like a lot of people who voted for Trump the first time, maybe if they were really passionate about him and even have stuck by him to this point, they're going to vote for him again. I don't think he'll nearly get as many votes as he did the last time, but I think it'll be relatively similar to what we've seen before in the past. I think whoever the Democratic candidate, whoever that ends up being, I think they will win the popular vote. I don't think there's any mistake about that. But unfortunately, it's not about the popular vote. It's about the Electoral College and definitely making sure that you are engaging in those areas that I think Hillary Clinton wasn't, in terms of those states that she ended up just not going to completely, which is unfortunate. But, you know, you learn from your past mistakes. I feel like the Democrats now have a stronger idea of what they should be doing. Whether or not they achieve that is one thing, but I don't think there's any denying what it is that they need to accomplish. So Polititalk. I know it's not the most catchy name, but something that I came up with for the time being. Who knows, maybe the name will even change as we progress forward, but I definitely am looking forward to engaging some of my friends and even family members in their own beliefs and questioning them about where they are leaning, especially as we enter this election season coming up fairly shortly. So thank you for taking the time to listen to this just little introduction into what I think this podcast will be about. Plan on hoping to publish once a week, kind of maybe on a more infrequent schedule, so it won't just be out on a particular day of the week, unfortunately. But I definitely will start a Facebook page for this podcast, so you can keep updated on when new episodes are being uploaded. And I appreciate the time that you've already taken into listening to me ramble on about what I think. I hope that this next week treats you well. We'll definitely see where the news takes us and kind of what topics are brought up as the podcast progresses. But thank you again so much.